Murray Owens joins us from Australia. Muzz, g'day.
Always trying to avoid that lift activity, mate.
Hey,
good morning.
How's your Anzac Day and how is Australia's Anzac Day?
No, very, very big. And it's been a feature of recent years. It gets bigger every year. There was a period there in the 70s, early 80s, perhaps the popularity, if you will, it dropped off. It's the wrong word to use, but as a day of commemoration, didn't really rate. But as the old fellas from World War II have died off, and now there's literally only a handful left, Korea and Vietnam are now involved, of course, in much bigger numbers. And the whole day, the significance has really grown. Anthony Albanese up in Papua New Guinea spent 2 days in the Kokoda track with James Marape, the PNG Prime Minister. Of course, the battle for the Kokoda track was pivotal in the Second World War. With the assistance of PNG locals, Australian soldiers were able to turn the Japanese back. And that was the start of the finish, really. Anyway, the right-wing commentariat over here went into a frenzy. What's he doing up there, sucking up to PNG? Hello, you idiots. It's about China. Because China wants to build everything from schools to hospitals and gymnasiums in Port Moresby. And then Albanese flies back to Townsville in Queensland, hops off the plane and goes to a pub and plays some two up on Anzac Day. He's only there 15 minutes, screams Sky News. It's disgraceful. You should spend more time with the people. They are just fair dinkum. They are just right-wing morons. And I just love hearing them getting into a frenzy.
Is it true that Albanese has left X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter? Do you know anything about that?
Look, I don't know if he's left it, but he's been busy bashing up Elon Musk in the last week or so. If he's on X, well, it may be simply to stay in touch with young people. He's very big on that. It would be a bit hypocritical, I think, if he has stayed on X, because he's torn Musk a new bum, really, in terms of demanding that X take down this dreadful content that was it was being live streamed when this kid attacks a bishop out in southwest Sydney. And that stuff is still up on X, and he won't take it down. That's what the federal court action's all about.
All right. Now, meanwhile, 2UP. Can we talk about 2UP briefly? Was it made illegal?
Yeah, you can't play 2UP. I mean, please, Aussies bet on two flies on a wall and the billions and billions of dollars that are wasted every year by gambling. But yeah, you can only play 2UP on Anzac Day.
So this is where you got two coins and you flick them both, and the 2UP means if you get two heads up, you know, win lose, you know. So it's basically heads or tails, but sort of on steroids. Why was it made illegal?
Look, that's a good question. I do not have the answer. It was decided it could only be done. Apparently, the tradition says it was started in the trenches on the Western Front, maybe at Anzac. Maybe at Gallipoli. I don't know the origins of 2UP, but as you say, two pennies on a paddle up in the air,
yeah,
two heads, 2UP, two tails, 2UP.
Coins have got to be exactly the same weight. Don't forget, the coins have got to be exactly the same weight. Did see some coverage out of Australia of great groups of youngsters all getting together at pubs and playing some 2UP, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, apparently Australia has had the biggest effective tax increase in the OECD from the grass is greener on the other side of the ditch file.
That's exactly right. That's come out of the OECD on Anzac Day itself. It suffered the biggest increase in tax rates in the developed world last year, 2023, up on average in this country by 7.6%. This at a time, as you know, Andrew, of sky-high interest rates, high inflation, static wages, cost of living going through the roof. New Zealand, by the way, was the second highest country in terms of tax increases. This is according to the Sydney Morning Herald. A single person on two-thirds of the average income now paying 20% of their wages in tax. You believe that? These are, you know, youngsters just leaving school or uni. 20% of their income's going in tax. But those on higher incomes were slapped with a feather. Someone earning $165K paid more, 0.1% more in tax. And why is this? Well, I hear you ask. A low and middle income tax offset was phased out. This was a tax offset designed specifically targeted to give those on lower and middle incomes more take-home pay. That was phased out under Labor based on a decision made by the previous Morrison government. And in return, as we're going to see next month in the May budget, There's going to be tax cuts for all, except the very high, well, even the very high earners are going to get a modest tax cut.
I also understand, though, it's also because of tax bracket creep, which we've had as well, which is the tricky old trick that the politicians do, where they don't actually adjust the tax brackets according to the pay levels as CPI and wage inflation goes along. And so bit by bit, every time there's some inflation, the government gets more money.
That's true. And bracket creep is a big issue over here. Expect to hear a bit more about that in the budget speech and reply from Peter Dutton. He's big on thumping Labor on that big time, for sure.
And we've got dozens of Victorian police officers facing serious sexual assault charges.
This is dreadful. I mean, I'm not sure where this has come from. Apparently the Age newspaper, another one of the Nine stable over here, simply wrote in with a Freedom of Information request. And lo and behold, the Victorian Police Department's given them all sorts of figures. Almost 80 Victorian police facing criminal charges, some just about as bad as you can imagine. Rape, sexual assault, sex offences involving children, producing child pornography. The list goes on. There's even one charge of incest involving a sibling, for goodness sake. Don't forget the accused here are police officers. Also many allegations of assault, domestic violence, driving offences, all revealed after an FOI request. It just beggars belief, mate.
Murray Olds from Australia, I thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Good on you, Andrew. Cheers, buddy.
Ta-da now.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.